Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade. Right now, I'm digging into the history of incredible infrastructure projects of the 1930s, including the Hoover Dam, the Empire State Building, the Golden Gate Bridge, and more. The promise is in the title. History That Doesn't Suck. Available on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun.
A lot of people saying Sacred Heart has diarrhea.
Okay, we apologize.
Headed towards Turnville.
Okay, we apologize.
Yeah, let's do that.
You're speaking Japanese.
Maybe it's time to grab a hold of your little stepladders and go ahead and climb out of my ass for a while.
Okay, we apologize.
I ran through that bull junkie, bro.
Side note, ever eaten beaver?
It's actually pretty neat.
Go Chargers, go!
Lock, cocked, ready to rock.
Okay, we apologize.
Oh, welcome in, Club 1080. Ran a little long there. Got caught up in hot NFL talk. And yes, to the people texting in,
it'll happen.
The Saints probably belong in the category of you should never watch another game.
There's anytime you're breaking in a rookie quarterback, there's a little intrigue. But yeah, they are still the Saints.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do want to get to this because this is like, we'll do this quick and then we got a break because we're way over. But because it's half sportsy, but half not. I thought about this weekend because Buck once famously got ball sacked with Cream Steam Roper.
Steed Cream Roper, as it were.
Steed Cream Roper.
Buck Colorado Rockies baseball prospect, Steed Cream Roper. I reported as a real person.
Buck thought that was a real name, and it was amazing. Well, I stumbled across something on Twitter this weekend, and I literally, for a brief moment, thought that I was getting ball sacked. I was like, this can't be real. And I, unlike Buck, actually took the time to research it.
Yeah, that's not for me.
And I want you to realize that someone, the old Cleveland Spiders, right? Old Major League Baseball team from the 1800s and the early 1900s, which, by the way, no one has ever fumbled the bag more than the Cleveland Indians not being the Cleveland Spiders.
You don't like the Guardians?
Oh, my.
Was a lay-in.
It's just the Commanders is ridiculous. But the Guardians, I guess there wasn't a perfect one, but you had a team there once, the Spiders. The merch is great.
The mascot would be cool.
The mascot would be amazing. There's no spider anywhere near
sports. You got
sport.
It to yourself.
It was perfect, and you botched it. I came across a list of Cleveland Spiders baseball players, and it was so silly that I was like, no, this is a Buck thing. I'm getting ball sacked. And I had to look up, by the way, I looked up like seven, and I was like, no, these are all real. And I want to do a little thing here. How many of these are as absurd, or maybe even more so, than Buckley's, what was it?
Steed Cream Roper.
Steed Cream Roper. What if I told you that there was Patsy and Pussy Thibault? Those are real players.
They have to be because you just said them on air.
Yes, I did. Those are real players.
That's like, we did this a long time ago. There was another, it wasn't a Spiders player, but there was a ball player by the name of Johnny Dickshot.
Yes.
I can say that because he was real.
Those are real players.
Oh, and listen, boy.
Baseball, I want, make America great again. No, I want to make baseball names great again. Listen to this. These are all confirmed players. From the late 1800s to early 1900s for the Cleveland Spiders. This is on one team. We had Icebox Chamberlain.
Perfect.
Yes. Cupid Childs. Lav Cross. Pretzels Getson.
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you what. I want Pretzels Getson. Right? Mike Goodfellow. Mortimer Hogan. Cowboy Jones. Why don't we have Cowboy Jones? Why isn't Cowboy Jones starting for the New York Mets right now?
If Chipper Jones' first name wasn't Chipper, because that's good on its own, he could have easily, like if his name was Jack, he was Jack Jones.
His name is Larry.
He could have been Cowboy Jones. Yeah, but Chipper, like they weren't going to say, you should be Cowboy instead.
Right.
But I need someone in my life. Hey, who are you going to, who are you hanging out with? Old Cowboy Jones? That's some bitch. We're going to have a great old time.
You should just nickname Schultzy Cowboy Schultz.
Yeah. Well, but there's just something about the Cowboy
just
Jones
pick somebody.
That just works.
Okay.
And then it's we go into Sport McAllister.
That's good.
Right? Chippy McGar.
That's good.
Which, again, sounds made up. It's not. Cinders O'Brien. Love it.
Cinders
O'Brien. Fantastic.
He's a catcher and he's built like a brick, you know what.
If there was a cigar shop named Cinders O'Brien,
I'd buy all my cigars there.
That's where you go.
Yes.
That's where you go. Smoking lounge.
And I want the guy working there to be Cinders.
Yes.
I want, hey, where are you going? Cinders O'Brien. What? Oh yeah, old Cinders. Like no one does it better than that guy. Ollie Pickering, fantastic. Crazy Schmidt, Luis Sakalaeus. And then we get into the Taboo brothers, Patsy and Pussy. Phenomenal. I love it.
No notes.
No notes. Just those two. You imagine a 6-4-3 double play involving those two guys? Patsy and Pussy Taboo to Peekaboo Veach, which, by the way, is another one.
Yeah, it's
if
a great
you've
one.
Got a Peekaboo and a Pussy on your team,
yes.
there's some turns of double plays that would be quite wild.
Ratsy White.
That's great.
Fantastic. And I know this is it's not nearly as outrageous, but it might be my favorite one, which again, I need someone in my life. Highball Wilson.
You know what? So this has inspired me to look up old-timey baseball names, and a friend of Highball Wilson, Cannonball Titcomb.
Yes.
Wow.
You're telling me a battery? Highball Wilson throwing to...
Cannonball to Highball. Highball to Cannonball.
It's just...
Yeah, this is good.
Baseball used to... We need to go back.
That's why it was America's pastime.
It was
People
America's...
are like, oh, they, we need a pitch clock. No.
We need
the Patsy and Pussy Twin.
That's right. And you need a guy named Peekaboo Veach throwing to Highball Wilson is what you need. You need Cowboy Jones roaming left field is what you need. Dude, I got Jeff McNeil playing for the Mets. Whatever. Give me Cowboy Jones. Juan Soto, give me Peekaboo Veach. That's what I need. That the Mets need a look. Yeah, every now and then you get one like Oil Cam Boyd. You know,
I think right now like Rowdy Tellez or whatever.
Yeah,
Rowdy Tellez. Yeah,
Rowdy Tellez. He could be a part of this.
Yes,
but he's like, I mean, he would be like, okay, you're not on the all name team. You're kind of on the bench, but we'll leave you there. But that's about as good as it gets right now.
You know what I was always disappointed about is that BJ Upton, the player, BJ stands for Boss Man Jr. Because his dad was known as Boss Man. He should have gone by Boss Man Upton.
Yes.
That could have been really good.
Immediately, it becomes my favorite player. We need more of this. Like, Albert Pujols was great, one of the greatest ball players of all time, but it was just like, it's Albert Pujols. You throw him a cool name like Highball Pujols, oh, that's old Highball.
Yeah, that's good.
All of a sudden, he becomes fantastic.
I'm looking here at Possum Whithead and Snuffy Sternweiss.
Gosh, yeah, why? You know, just, that's it. When you get drafted from now on, when you get called up, you get a new name, so you can be a normal prospect. But once you're called up, you get a jersey that has a different name on it, and you have a new name.
Because football's getting like, we had like Kool-Aid McKinstry.
Yeah.
The coldest to ever do it.
Pig Prather was a corner from Mississippi State on the same team as Porkchop Womack, who was an offensive lineman.
We need more O-linemen named Porkchop.
We had we had Porkchop Robinson, right? Two drafts ago. Wasn't that the kid from Penn State?
His name was just Chop.
Oh, Chop Robinson. There
Which,
we go.
By the way,
Rob
still...
called him Porkchop. That's why.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, Rob. Rob doesn't know anyone that's in the
Rob
draft.
Porkchopped him.
But yeah, Rob Porkchop. But again, more people named Chop.
Yes.
It's fantastic. And yet we're just cranking out more and more Malcolms and Archers.
So apparently Porkchop's real name was Floyd, but he even went by Porkchop throughout his career at Mississippi State. Mm.
Make baseball great again.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Highball Wilson. In Cleveland, you could have been the Spiders, and you could have had a throwback night with that. Instead, the Guardians. You cannot convince me that there's ever been a team that has botched the rebrand more than the Cleveland Guardians. It was right there. A layup. WNBA layup, which probably means you're going to miss it, which is kind of what they did.
You think they angel reesed their name?
They angel reesed it. They had a two-handed set shot from 3 feet out, and they let Angel Reese take it, and look at what happened.
From Johnson to Hand, and the batter will be Mastroboni.
Thank you. You could add an entire lineup of that with the Cleveland Spiders. All right, when we come back, what do we got? I've got robot news. I do have more name news, and would you do this nude? Club 1080 here on The Fan. Said suit Cannonball Wilson should be slinging you an old-fashioned beneath an oak bar as he twirls his giant handlebar mustache. I know, tell me about it. Instead, I got Nicholas, Seth, and Lacey. Those are my bartenders. I'm just going to start making up. By the way, you know you got a good bar when you know all the bartenders. I'm just going to start.
Or you're an alcoholic. It's possible. It's only one or two.
Hey,
you talk about them, they write in.
I like where you're going, though. You got to give the staff of Jerry's old-timey baseball names.
Yes. And Nicholas is especially. He's a baseball. He's a Giants guy, too. You'd appreciate it. He's a big Giants guy. But it's Nicholas. That's like Nicholas. Nah. Giving him.
He's got to be like Nicky Two Pops or something.
Exactly.
Like that.
There needs to be something.
That's
there.
His mafia name. That's not his baseball name.
Yeah, that's right.
Name. You just mafia named him.
Speaking of names, I saw this. I had this written down and I wasn't going to get to it until we started talking about the baseball names. Did you know that for the sixth year in a row, there is two names, male and female, the top name, you know, they do this every year. The Social Security office cranks out all the names. That there are two names, one male, one female, that have been the number one name in the United States for 6 years in a row. And the male one has been for 7 years.
Jaden?
No.
Liam?
Liam.
Liam. You've played this game before.
Do you know a bunch of Liams?
I don't know any Liams. I've had to name two kids in the last 4 years. And so, like, parents can do whatever they want. To a degree, you try to avoid the ones that are very popular because then you don't want your kid to have the same name as everyone. But I just happened to catch that Liam has been...
It should never be 7 years in a row.
Actually, Liam is eight, which means, like, if you're naming your kid Liam, are you not aware that everyone else on Earth is naming their kid Liam? In, like, 10 years... Everyone you know that's like 18 years old is going to be named Liam.
Yeah, my buddy has an 11-year-old Liam, and he's like, it was original at the time, and now it's not.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah, so 8 years in a row, Liam.
But by like year four, again, you're like, guess what? We're not naming our kid. How would this happen for this many years before people
and
wise
how
up?
Did Liam even become like
And who
Liam?
Picked Liam?
What?
It's not like remember when the Twilight movies came out and then the characters from Twilight became popular?
I can see that.
Where the Liam Hendricks was not that good a pitcher.
I guess the well
big Oasis fans out there, Liam Gallagher.
Yeah, Liam Gallagher. Who else? The lesser talented Hemsworth brother. He's Liam.
Sure, yeah.
A lot of Liams. And now on the girl side, you want to guess the girls?
Hemsworth.
Because for six straight years, the number one and number two girls have stayed the same.
Hmm.
6 years in a row, one and two have not changed. I do know two people. I don't know anyone that has a young kid with the second one, but I do know two people with youngish kids that both have the first.
For girls' names?
For girls' names. Because you went Jordan.
Jordan, which is up there.
Yeah, Jordan's popular. Buck has two boys, and one of them is not Liam, thank God.
No. But I'm trying to think of what the girls' names would be, because I feel like I've seen some of these lists before, but I don't know.
So we'll go, Emma is number two.
Okay.
6 years in a row, Emma has been
number two.
6 years?
How are we doing this?
And number one, Olivia.
Yeah, there's a lot of Olivias.
I know some Olivias. And so,
and Jordan's got a couple of Olivias in her class already.
Yep. So the girl's name Luna slipped out of the top 10. Luna was in the top 10. It was replaced by Sophia.
Sophia's another one.
Sophia is the first time that it came in at number 10. It's the first time it's ever cracked number 10. So this is for girls. Olivia comes in at one, Emma two, and those have been rock solid. Amelia makes a jump. Amelia goes from 10 all the way up to 3.
One of Jordan's friends is Amelia.
From 9 to 4, Charlotte. My mom, by the way. Charlotte. Well, actually, my mom's Boole, but she changed it to Charlotte when she came over because she didn't want to be Boole. That's like one of those when you come over from a foreign country and your name's Boole.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to be Boole.
Right.
So she went with, her middle name was Anshalot. And so Anshalot, they made it.
Boole Anshalot? What was her maiden name?
Holmstrom.
Boole Anshalot Holmstrom.
I mean, she was a Swede, for God's sakes.
I mean, there's a lot going on there.
Boole Anshalot Holmstrom, so they changed it
to... That's like a Cleveland Spiders name, almost.
It is.
Yeah.
And believe me, I call my mom nothing but Boole. I found out when I was, like, 12 that my mom's name was Boole.
Old Boole can play a mean hot corner.
Had no idea.
Interesting.
My grandmother came over for like my brother's graduation.
And called her Bull.
And she brought with her her Aunt Edna. And and my Aunt Edna spoke no English. And so she kept calling my mom Buell. And I thought that was like Swedish for something.
Yeah, nickname.
Yeah, nickname. And so I, or like, you know, like, you know, it was her aunt. So I thought like, you know, what? And I was like, why do you keep calling her Buell? And my grandmother was like, what? And I'm like, what does that mean? She goes, it's her name. And I was like, excuse me? Like, you're 12 years old. And I just thought my mom was Charlotte the entire time. And I was like, are you freaking kidding me? And my grandmother was like, no, her name is, it's Buell. And I was like, that's the greatest thing of all time. And so immediately I went up to my mom and I'm like, just so you know, I'm never calling you anything but that. And my mom was all pissed about it. And here we are 30 plus years later. I call her nothing but Buell. My grandkids call or her grandkids. They, she's Buell.
Yeah.
You don't get a gift like Buell no, and then just turn it away.
I found out I had a great uncle named Rocco Sirocco.
Yeah, you just hold
Hell
on.
Hell yeah.
And by the way, they are Italian from Chicago, and a couple of my great uncles were actually part of the lower levels.
That's an elite
we're
name.
We're in the mafia.
Yeah, it's a great
so
name.
So it's a mafia uncle named Rocco Sirocco. I mean, it's like, come
sometimes
on.
You just get a gift. In fact, I got a bulldog, and she's passed now. And instead of a bulldog, I had a bulldog, and I named it Bull.
Oh, man.
It was adorable. So, baby.
Did your mom like that?
At first, I think she was mad, and then she loved it.
Okay.
Because Bull was like this adorable little dog. So
I
she
named
was the,
my dog after you.
Yeah, she was the bulldog. Okay. I have a photo of little Bull. We called her little Bull, kissing big Bull. It's the cutest thing ever. Two Bulls, Nexus of the Universe. So, Charlotte comes in at four, then Mia, Sophia, Isabel. Evelyn and Ava round out the top 10.
None of those surprise me.
Falling out, Emily, Abigail, Harper, and Luna fell out of the top 10.
Is there a list of names that have risen the most in the last few years? I feel like we're in Paisley territory where that's going to jump up or something like that.
Yeah, text line said Kenzie as well. I feel like that.
That's
Kyla.
We're getting to those off-brand
somebody
names.
The other day on the text line said, we're in the Jackson era of sports kids right now, like hockey players, baseball players, lots of Jacksons out there.
If we had a boy, we were going to name our boy Jackson.
There you
so
go.
We've got males, Liam 1, Noah 2. Look, can I just say, Noah, like, I'm judging. I am.
I mean,
maybe if you told me you're naming your kid Noah, and I know you, and like we're buddies, I'm making fun
number
of
three
it.
Moses. You'd just call him Moses or something.
Noah. Really?
Why don't you like Noah? Like the Ark?
It's Noah. I don't know why. That's such a pretentious name. I can get by with Liam, Noah.
Oh, interesting. It's interesting the way people have different perceptions of names because I've never thought of Noah as pretentious.
Really?
But like, yeah,
It's not my favorite name, but I didn't think of it as overly pretentious.
Noah. Oliver 3. I know an Oliver. I love Oliver. Ollie's good. I can get behind Oliver being number 3. One of the coolest kids I know is Oliver. Theodore, number 4.
Old That's Teddy. What Dirt named his kid, Teddy.
Oh, yeah. Teddy. And then the old reliable, and this is, so I have Eiserman, but his that he went by when he was young, James. James is rock solid. That's probably the first, like, old-timey name in either one of these lists. So James comes in at number 5.
Wait. Didn't you say Emma was like number 2 for girls? Emma's an old name, isn't it?
Where was Emma? Emma was.
Didn't you say Emma was
Emma.
2?
You think Emma's like an old timey?
Isn't Emma?
I think it's been around for a while, but it's like it's ebbed and flowed as far as popularity is concerned.
But like when I'm thinking like Michelle, Stacy, Celeste,
Dolores. You're
like,
not talking.
James, I think, is always just going to be a popular.
Yeah, that's fair.
So I've got a James.
Okay.
That's my boy. He goes James Eiserman, Eiserman James. He used to go by James, and then he goes by Eiserman, which warms my heart. I gave each one of my kids, because I didn't have my oldest I adopted, so I didn't have a say in that. So I gave each one of my Balas kids that I named, I gave them a unique name and a normal name.
Yeah.
And then as you get older, you choose.
Yeah.
Because, you know, not every kid wants to be.
How does that work on the birth certificate? You just made their middle name the unique name, or you put both?
It was the. So we did one of each. So Oren, my daughter Oren Ishii, her first name is Oren, and then hers is Lily as the middle name.
Okay.
And then with Eiserman, it went the other way. My wife wanted James to be the first one and Eiserman.
Okay.
And so when he was little, I called him Eiserman. Then when he got to school, he did not like
being called Eiserman.
Being called, well, no one could pronounce it. It's Y-Z-E-R. So it would get, he was a shy kid. He did not like having the unique.
It was like an extra barrier socially to get through.
So he always went by James. And then when he got to college, because I've always called him Eisman. He's Tiny Y. He's my Eisman. So when he got to college and kind of like even in high school, he kind of embraced it. And now it's Eisman. But he goes either way. So I just always figured, you want a unique name? And my daughter is just always, when she was little, she just thought Oren was awesome. So she just has always gone Oren. I just figured it's a safe play. Because not everyone wants to be the weird name kid.
Yeah.
And so you can go by Lily, you can go by James, you got a little something. And now both have kind of gone.
Like Lily and James Potter?
Yeah. Yeah. And my oldest is pissed because she just got two boring names. And I was like, I don't know what to tell you, I wasn't around. I didn't get a chance.
Look up one of those Cleveland spider names and give it to her.
And then Henry comes in at number six. Love Henry. Henry's solid.
And Henry's an old name, too. Come back around, for sure.
Plus, Henry, you can go Hank. Big fan. And then how about this? This is like kind of like I think this may be the most interesting one on either list. Mateo. Mateo is the seventh most popular name.
So my little niece, because my brother who passed away is named Matt, and they had a girl, so they named her middle name is Mateo. And she's a girl. I was like, I don't totally get it, but they like it, and that's fine.
I had no
idea. So there's a Mateo in the middle name there.
I had no idea that Mateo was one, but Mateo's there.
It's becoming a thing, I think.
Elijah, Lucas, and William round out your mail list. Falling out, Benjamin fell out, Alexander fell out, Mason fell out, Jacob and Ethan all fell out. So there was more shifting in the mails.
Yeah, no Jaden or Jordan, thank goodness, because those were up there for a while.
Nope. None in there. Logan took a bit of a tumble as well. Logan fell out of the top 10.
I know a Logan.
Michael took a bit of a plummet as well. That's more of a traditional one. So some traditionals fell out. Some of the other ones rose up. But yeah, King, Liam, Noah, and Oliver, the top three for boys. And then girls, you've got Olivia, Emma, and Amelia coming in. So just a little, we were talking little names. And that's I had no idea. I would not have guessed anyone. Like, I could not have gotten a top six name for boys or girls. I'm out of the loop.
Have given me long enough, because I have a kindergartner.
Yeah, you got little
kids. That makes it kind of easier. But I would not have guessed Liam. And I wouldn't have guessed Liam 8 years in a row or whatever.
Yeah. What?
Get it together, people.
8 years in a row, Liam.
Popular. If your name is number one for multiple years in a row, do something else. How does it get to even six and seven before people are just turned off by it? There is no name that's that important to me that I would be like, I know it's 7 years in a row where it's the most popular name in the world or in the country, but I'm going to just do it anyway. Because
unless it were a family name, then that's the
not
only
even then.
You don't think
even,
so?
I barely like my family. No.
I barely like my family.
Like, if it were an homage to someone that you cared about, you might stick
with it. Who would that be?
I don't know.
You should meet my family.
I don't know them.
You might be totally out.
Again.
No, it'd be funny. You came to some sort of family event, and it's like, I get why Nimick didn't name his kids after an
Oh, yeah,
family.
You're awful. I'd never name after, a yeah, human yeah, after
yeah,
you.
Yeah. Not really. I have a nice family. I don't, that's not how we roll. We don't name after our family.
Well, this guy said, God, this is terrible. He said, my wife had two miscarriages. I'm so sorry. But he said, if either one of them had been a daughter, they would have gone with Olivia. So, yeah, Seven Costanza. That was one of those. Well, like Mays, right? Like, that was the one that Buck was kicking around.
Yeah. Right?
That's a cool
Seven.
Name. That's
no,
cool,
Maze.
No, Maze is what we went with.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, like, yeah. Maze. So, like, that's a cool...
I like that name. I'm glad I said I liked it, because that's what they went no, with, but I genuinely do like that
But
name.
To us, it was, like, unique, but also simple. It's not complicated, no weird spellings, there aren't many...
It's got meaning, but it also isn't so over the head with
you're
it.
You're a Giants fan, and you love, you know, with
Willie
Maze.
Maze. And, so there's something behind it, and he was, by all accounts, a good dude, so,
That was, I went with Eisman, because I just thought it was... I always wanted to name a boy Eisman. I just thought that was a really cool...
Super unique.
He's my favorite player. He's a super good guy, and I just always thought that was a... I like unique names, because I got named Jason, which... Jason Steven, which is the two lamest things.
And
you
we've
can
talked
be.
About what you could have been. You could have been Ken Wolf.
Ken
Sicanic.
Wolf, which again, probably I just would have been... It would have been Ken, but Sven. I was this close to being Sven, and I'm like, why? Sven is so much better than Jason. So I always wanted Eisman. I thought that was... I just always thought that would have been a cool name. And every time we, and if you don't know, Steve Yzerman is a hockey player, which is where I got it. So I just thought, when you said Mays, I was like, oh, when Buck first told me that, I was like, dude, I did the same thing.
And I didn't necessarily take the page out of your book, but we were like kicking around names that kind of just sounded like that. And I was like, ooh, I know somebody who did the sports name thing with the last name and they loved it and it's great. I'll go with that.
Every time I cross the, because we go to Canada a bunch, and I love every time we cross the border and I hand them the passports.
They're so happy.
They're just, they just beam. Every time I hand them over the passport and they look through mine and then they look down and they just, you can see the look on the guy's face and he grins and he's like looking in the back. I'm like, there he is. And it's always the best border crossing in the world. It makes the guy's day or the gal who's ever working it. Because they're like, I've never seen that. And I'm like, there you go. My homage.
You mentioned that Willie Mays turned out to be a good guy and that helped. There's an episode of Seinfeld that they don't show very often in which Elaine is dating a guy named Joel Rifkin, who's a serial killer.
Yep.
And she says, they're thinking of names that he could go by instead. And she suggests, unironically, because it hadn't happened yet, OJ.
Uh-huh.
That he changed his name to OJ.
I remember that.
It's like, wait a minute.
Yeah, like Dion.
It's like OJ. A nice, safe name. It's like, oh boy, how things can change. Yes, Willie Mays, a good guy.
All right. When we come back, would you do this naked? Club 1080 here on The Fan.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade. Right now, I'm digging into the history of incredible infrastructure projects of the 1930s, including the Hoover Dam, the Empire State Building, the Golden Gate Bridge, and more. The promise is in the title, History That Doesn't Suck. Available on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right. I was going to get to, would you ever do this naked? But now Buck has derailed me once again because we were on Hot Name Talk. So you sent me this link. Apparently in New Zealand, the government can reject your name.
Yeah, I saw this at the end of last week. I almost brought it to the club, and then we ran out of time, but it fit here.
So, like what you were saying, like this is like a license plate. Like you can put in like sex machine, like Hot Mama 69, and the government can be like, no, you can't have that.
That'd be a real weird name for a baby.
It would be a real weird
name. Sex Machine 69.
You ever see like...
You mean for a license plate?
For a license plate. Okay. You ever see like a license plate and it's like...
You don't know what kind of man you're
going to be. My parents wanted to name me Sex Machine 69.
Hey, what is the Quentin Tarantino's movie, the vampire one? Him and Robert, Dust Till Dawn? One of the characters in that is... No?
No.
It's good.
I've seen most Tarantino.
Salma Hayek, it might be the best looking that a woman has ever been in a movie.
Selma Hayek might be the best-looking woman that's ever been in a woman.
She was just in the swimsuit issue at 58. She looks sensational.
She's insanely gorgeous.
I'm telling you, go watch, just YouTube it. You don't even have to, you have to watch the whole movie, but look up Selma Hayek, Dust Till Dawn. Her dancing, it might be the best.
Oh, I've seen.
A woman
I've
has
seen this
ever
clip.
Looked. But one of the main characters in that movie is named Sex Machine. Biker guy is Sex Machine, and he has a penis gun.
Weird.
Yeah, it's...
Wait, his gun is a penis or he has a...
Yeah, which way is
his
that?
His penis is a gun or he has a gun that looks like a penis?
He's a biker and he's got his biker chaps on and a gun, like his...
Extends from his penis.
Yeah. Like
okay. Out of it?
Well, no, like his pants just open and like a gun emerges.
Okay.
You know like what you have like in the movies, like you have the hidden gun that shoots
your
sleeve?
Yeah.
It's that, but it's a penis gun.
That's cool.
Yeah. And it's
I don't know what I'm supposed to say to that. that was the least genuine that's cool I've ever delivered in my life. That's cool.
It's
if penis you haven't gun,
seen,
okay.
If you haven't seen From Dusk Till Dawn, it's Quentin Tarantino and Robert Rodriguez and that's cool.
That's cool.
It's two separate
that,
movies.
For sure.
Because it starts off as one and then it turns into a vampire. It's worth watching. That's all
okay.
I'm saying.
Okay, I'll watch it.
And Salma Hayek, that alone.
My wife and I are both huge fans of Selma, so we'll enjoy
it. It's the greatest performance she's ever had.
Excellent.
Her name is like, it's speaking of names, it's like Santimonium Domingo or something.
Wow.
Santimonium like Demonica or something.
Okay.
Yeah, she's evil in it and it's fantastic. But baby names, I guess in New Zealand, they can ban names. So I guess like royalty names are no good.
Now, are they of any country or just...
No, this is in New Zealand.
Yes, I understand that. However, there are a lot of kings and queens across the entire world.
Yeah.
So did they just mean royalty that they acknowledge?
So these are this is 2024, and it has the number of requests. So 11 people in New Zealand in 2024 tried to name their kid King, and New Zealand said no.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's not names of the... Okay. No. It's not like first names of royalty. Yeah, it's like King, Prince, Queen, stuff like that.
So
yeah,
no
yeah.
James for King James, or no Diana so for Princess Diana? King, now I get it. I understand.
King, Prince, and Princess were all requested multiple times, and they said no. No name was requested three times, no surname, and that was rejected. Rogue, Stativa, Caesar... Why is JP denied?
That's a great question.
JP Crawford somewhere is like, what is going on? Why is Rogue bad?
I don't know, but JP...
Rogue is kind of a cool name, actually.
Princess, spelled differently with P-R-Y, that was denied. Allah, any form of Allah, denied.
Why?
Bishop, well, God, Allah, you know.
Oh,
A-L-L-A-A.
I thought you meant like O-L-A.
No.
Allah.
Different spellings, but all, no. Bishop, Allah. No. Yeah. Crown, okay. No. Duke, no. Emperor, no. Fanny, no. No Fanny.
Because doesn't Fanny mean vagina down there?
Does it?
Yeah, so. I think that's right.
I think in British and Australian, New Zealand.
Yeah, Fanny doesn't mean butt. Slang. It means, yeah, that's right.
General, no. Ice, no. Now we're getting into weird ones. Indica, no.
No.
Yeah.
Sativa's out.
Sativa and Indica are out. Juke, no.
What?
Yeah. Maybe Juke means something different in... Maybe that's...
Like it's slang.
It could be a slang term. Justice, KC.
Can you imagine if you had a running back for a son and you named him Juke? Juke Sukanik? That's...
Trust me, no kid of mine should be named Juke.
No, you're more of a straight...
Wall.
You're more of a straight line.
Sukanik,
you're more of a straight north and south kind of
fire
person.
Fire hydrant Sukanik. Yeah, but, Lady, Majesty, Major, Messiah.
I get it.
Queen, Roll,
Ducks just landed a Messiah, right? Messiah Hampton?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did he commit recently?
Oh, I thought I saw something like last week. Maybe it was a crystal ball prediction. I don't know.
There's a prediction.
Okay, that's right.
I hadn't seen that he committed yet. If he had, it's got to be recent.
No,
or
if you don't know about
zero
it,
zero attention
not what
to my job
now.
Right now, which would not be good.
All forms of royal spelled like six different ways, and saint were all requested by the New Zealand folks, and the government said no. So
do you just, how long does that rejection take? Does your kid go on without a name for weeks? Or, like, how does
that
work?
You must have to submit
a
name.
Well, I mean,
there must be some sort of process through the hospital where you submit it and
the approval loan process?
I mean, here in the States,
they don't have as many people either.
True.
So
I'm assuming it's the same sort of thing, right? You get a birth certificate, you get a social security card, you know, you go into the system, and apparently the New Zealand government can say no. So
they probably can say no here. If you named your kid I get the bleep button ready. No, if you like,
what if you named your kid Jackass? Could you name your kid
like Nazi Jones?
Sure,
they might say no, you can't name your kid Nazi.
Hey, the Nazi
Jones.
Power Hour. Where do I find that?
I don't think they can say no.
Really,
I think you can name your kid Adolf Hitler. You know, Nemec, and I.
Let's not.
Well, I'm just saying. I don't think...
I gave you Juke. I said, what about a Juke Sukanik?
I want old Adolf.
And you said, what, Adolf Hitler Nimitz?
Things will not be even here.
I don't,
cool, man.
I don't
real
think,
cool. You can tell who the guest host is.
I really don't think the government has the ability to tell you no. I think you can name your kid whatever the hell you want to name him. And I'm not certain if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but apparently in New Zealand, you can't... They're like, don't bring that up in here.
Might not be a good thing, might not be a bad thing, but it is a thing.
Yeah. Saint, kind of cool name. You can do that. Saint's solid. You can convince
didn't
me.
Didn't the Kardashians name one of their kids Saint?
If that sounds right.
They had all kinds of weird.
I think you're giving them kudos.
Yeah, there's a lot of weird. They got North and West or, you know.
Well, West is Kanye West's last name.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think about that. Speaking of Hitler, that guy. Hitler. Well, if you want to name your kid something unique, don't go to New Zealand because they will tell you no. All right, we wrap it up next. Primetime here on The Fan.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade. Right now, I'm digging into the history of incredible infrastructure projects of the 1930s, including the Hoover Dam, the Empire State Building, the Golden Gate Bridge, and more. The promise is in the title. History that doesn't suck. Available on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, that'll about do it for us. We went a little long there. Shocking, this last segment will be about 30 seconds, so maybe we'll get to Would You Do This Naked Tomorrow? What else we got? This is one of those weird nights where there's outside of baseball, and the Mets just lost again.
It's the first night since the playoffs started in the NBA and NHL that we don't have
either. Why don't we have?
Because they're waiting for conference finals to start in both.
Western Conference Finals for the NBA starts Tuesday.
Yep, tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow. And
there should have theoretically been a game today, but the other series ran long, right? It went 7 games. So they had to have it.
Yeah, I think if the East had gone 7, it would have been today.
So tomorrow is the Panthers-Hurricanes in the East for hockey. And then in the NBA, we just have the 1-2.
Well, also, if they would have been like sweeps, we could have potentially had a game one or something.
So we
today,
have Timberwolves, Thunder tomorrow, and we have the Panthers and Hurricanes. But tonight, you got Bupkis.
Spend time with your families.
You got Major League Baseball, which is, again, so the Mets have already lost. I don't know what I'm going to do tonight. Spend time with my family. Sounds terrible. You know what? Diamondbacks Dodgers 7-10.
Oh boy.
All right. That'll do it for us. Nemec, thanks for sitting in. You'll be in tomorrow and Tuesday. Rop is back Thursday. You've been listening to Primetime right here on 1080 The Fan.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America, decade by decade. Right now, I'm digging into the history of incredible infrastructure projects of the 1930s, including the Hoover Dam, the Empire State Building, the Golden Gate Bridge, and more. The promise is in the title. History That Doesn't Suck. Available on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.